for Shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
I don't know.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Samantha.
Whatever.
It's me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
Spectacular.
This is
Brandy. This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
And I'm Nathan.
And Ryan. And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus.
Well, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herbalicious.
And this is a very special episode. We have Taylor. Oh, actually, no, we didn't.
Oh, wait a minute. Macintosh error.
Oh, God damn it. Fuck.
So we recorded this show yesterday.
And it was
with
fucking awesome.
Taylor the Latte Boy from Pod is My Co-Pilot. And, well, we got like 50 minutes of it in, except only 11 minutes of it recorded.
Recorded because my Mac fucked up and erased everything that we had except for 11 minutes.
You got to stop using GarageBand or something. Because, dude, computers
well,
are
I
fucking
did an
weird.
Update like, to it. I did an update to the program, and then it started doing that. So we're gonna test this out.
See
here
if you can go back to the version before that. I usually don't.
It doesn't do that.
Okay, because I usually don't update programs when I have them. Like if I have AOL Instant Messenger, I have like 5.5.3595, and they're on like 7 now. I mean, it's AIM 6 technically, but I have an AIM from like 5 years ago because I don't like the way they do the new ones. And wow.
Excuse me. Sorry. Wow. That hurt my butt.
Usually when they do updates of programs, it's like a couple cool features and then like a billion ads and a bunch of bugs. So I don't know. I stick with old stuff usually.
So yeah, we hung out with
I was gonna say computers suck, man. Like every computer has problems.
Man, that show was awesome.
Like, his computer forgot our show, and my computer, apparently, for some reason now, I can't search anymore. Like, I go to search in Windows if I want to find, like, one program on my computer that I can't remember where it is, which doesn't happen often because I'm very organized on there, but, you know, I was, like, looking for something, and it's like, oh, you know, like, cannot complete the, whatever it was, can I complete action? I was like, what?
And then you wanted to
exactly.
Just blow the fuck out of it because I fucking pissed you off.
And then bang me in the ass.
So it was really cool hanging out with Taylor.
Yeah.
That was technical difficulty.
Can we not say his real name?
No.
Oh,
because
well,
no one knows his real name.
No one.
No one must know his real
this
name.
This summer. So, well, my ex's roommate, who was like a loser, emphasis on loser.
Loser.
Yeah. He had the same name as Taylor's real name. And for some reason, maybe it's because of that or because they're both bigger guys or because whatever. But he kind of like resembles him, except he's a lot cooler and not a loser. But anyway, we had fun and we went to Mimi's Cafe and I had an awesome sandwich and I found ants in my coleslaw. And the guy.
No one. Know his name.
I'm really horny.
That's what that guy sounds like. So, we went to Mimi's Cafe, and I found ants in my coleslaw, and the manager comes up, and she's like, the girl, she's like, I'm so, like, sorry, I will go get my manager right now. And I was like, you know, all right, so... So the guy comes over and he's like, you know, do you want more? And I'm like, well, if you could kind of take it off the check, that would be amazing.
And you also said, well, is the queen and the army going to be in there too?
Yeah, I was like, is the queen and the rest of the colony going to be in there too, you know?
So we all hung out. We played video games. what else did we do? We did the show, which was fucking awesome, and then it got deleted. Now I want to gouge my eyes out. I think I'm going to do a video podcast.
Video cock. Pod.
I think I'm going to do a video podcast on how to gouge your eyes out with a spoon when fucking GarageBand doesn't work
addict.
Right. Okay. I can do one on that too.
I don't know. I can
do my
yeah,
smack.
We had a good time with him, and I guess in, you know, sometime soon, or we'll go, or everybody will come here like from a bunch of different podcasts.
Yeah.
But that's a secret. Nobody knows.
Oh.
It'll be a
surprise. Well, how are we going to take that out?
No, not a secret. But I mean, like, put it this way. We're going to have a huge collabo of a bunch of different podcasters.
With Florida podcasters.
And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be at our house.
After the holidays.
Orgies and, yeah.
But we're supposed to go over to Taylor's house sometime soon, maybe, and record a show with him and his co-hosts. So that would be great. But
chill pill.
But you should totally go check out his podcast at www.podismycopilot.com and check them out. They're really funny. They're like funnier than us sometimes.
Guess what I learned today?
To poop.
No. I've known that since the day I was born.
To breathe. You learn how to masturbate.
No, I learned that the insides of lizards look like pink and white because Nas fucking tore that shit up.
Yeah, our cat. Or my cat.
His name is Nas.
Out of nowhere, like he attacks the fucking lizard under all these books, and then all the books fall.
Ouch! That's what literally, I heard ouches from the lizard. It's like still crawling. Right. And he's like,
and he bites the tongue, or the tongue. He bites the tail off of him first.
Yeah.
And then he will not stop fucking with it until it has finally dead.
Or
what the fuck is wrong with me? Shit.
Do you own a ranch in Ojai?
What?
I have no idea.
Do you own a ranch in what?
Ojai. Kind of random enough.
What else we got going on today? Oh, we celebrated our 1-year anniversary.
We talked about the eraser of.
I love you, Smokey.
Oh, actually, I can talk about all this.
I love you, Smokey.
I love you too, honey.
1 year on September 20-ish something. 27th, 26th. What was it?
Core.
it was like the 23rd, pretty much. hey, don't put me on that voice. That's weird. Wait, put it on again, and then let me do a drop in it.
I don't think it works that way. It's only what goes into the microphone that works. But I want you to say, I'm a murderer, and I'm going to fucking kill you. Hold on.
No. Right. This is God.
This is God. Praise Jesus or die.
Okay. That was interesting.
Whatever.
So, you can tell we did like absolutely nothing today. And we played Super Mario Strikers for like ever.
Oh, Drew and I played that last night, and we played it for almost 4 hours, and we were kicking ass as a team.
And I watched, me and Drew and Ricky watched Poseidon, which was fucking intense.
Which was really annoying after, about an hour into it. I'm like, get the fuck on top of the fucking ship, okay? I'm like,
it takes
I am
some time
so
to get through dead people.
Tired of this.
Oh, my God. You were the one who wanted to see it. And I saw it in the theater with my mom because she was like,
I just wanted to see Fergie
die. My mom
die.
Was like, oh, my God, Poseidon. Because she saw the original when she was a kid.
I thought Fergie, like, died some gruesome way and I wanted to see it.
No, she's too frigolicious for that.
My lovely lady.
Remember, big girls don't cry.
In the back and in the front.
Big girls never cry.
Big girls don't cry.
So we watched that, and then Ricky went to bed, and then me and Drew watched 16 Candles, which, yes, I've never seen. No, I've never seen 16 Candles or Pretty in Pink or St. Elmo's Fire until the other day. And I don't like Rob Lowe. And I still don't like Rob Lowe, even after saying that. Mm-hmm. He's bad. But I did like 16 Candles and St. Elmo's Fire. I thought it was good. Good 80s movies. Right on.
Yeah. We're recording The Goonies tonight.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
It comes tomorrow, but whatever.
Whatever we're recording.
So anyway, since all of our recording fucked up,
Wait a minute. I want to say one thing. Blah, 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 blah. The 11 minutes that we did have, we're going to put it at the end of the show. So it's pretty much the beginning of the show, and then 11 minutes into it. So
there's not much you can put up your butt.
I think that was in there somewhere, but that's I was getting really good with the drops on the last episode.
I know, right?
It was like dead on. You know what I do is, well, I'll tell you my secret thing.
Okay, don't tell your secret because everyone else will be using it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just wanted to say, if everybody could go over to littlefatty.com and listen to
their
last show.
Like, can't articulate yourself any better than that.
go over and listen to their last show on and listen to the sound clip they're using. It sounds a little like this one.
I like turtles.
I like go over and check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, this is my new one for that.
I like Lunchables.
They'll never find it unless they steal it directly from us. But we're going to talk over it like this so they won't be able to record it right.
But then no one can hear it when they're talking over it.
So, speaking of movies, you watched Lady in the Water today. Ricky said it was okay. I liked it a lot. I saw it in the theater with my mom.
I was like, eh.
I mean, it's very, very far-fetched and, you know, typical M. Night.
It reminds me of a...
How do you say his name, by the way? M. Night...
M. Night Shyamalan?
No. It's like S-H-A-M-A-Y-A-L-A-N. Shyamalan.
Whatever.
He's a good guy. He's a good director.
Say it like this.
I did not really like Signs too much, but I love Unbreakable, and The Sixth Sense was good, even though I already saw what was coming from the beginning.
The Village fucking sucked.
I never saw
it. Don't even get me started on it.
I never saw it, but I like Lady in the Water. Even if you don't like the whole fantasy thing, I think the cinematography was good and the way that he foreshadows stuff. And it's like when you first see it for the first time, if no one has ever told you, you will not really see what's coming because it's just kind of whoa, and it kind of makes you feel like you're on that like crazy discovery.
It's kind of like Pan's Labyrinth kind of.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. You know, it's a fairy tale in modern times. And even though Pan's Labyrinth was in, you know, set in like the 50s or whatever, it wasn't modern
the war,
times.
Like 30s or.
Yeah, well,
like World War II, right?
But still, it was like, you know, a fantasy set in this century.
Wasn't fantasy. I've seen a big frog like that before. And I saw a goat on two legs one time.
And Nas came after it and, you know, tore up its shit.
Right.
We need a cat
I think
noise.
I fixed the computer.
We need a cat noise.
Oh, we do have one. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh.
That's Nas when he's on the bed.
And then this is
sex.
This is when he goes to the lizard. That's what happens to the lizard. So I liked it, and it was pretty good. I mean, it was just something for us to watch today. But I did watch a really good movie the other day. If you've heard of Everything is Illuminated, or if you have not, go see it. It has Elijah Wood, and it's about this guy who goes to Ukraine to possibly find this woman who might have saved his grandfather from the Nazis. So it's a really good story, and a lot of it is in Russian. So there's subtitles, but it's not a big problem because it's actually pretty funny.
They use toilet paper.
Yeah, and I did this whole Russian accent on the episode that got erased.
Oh yeah, it totally sucked. Don't even try it.
Shut up! I wasn't trying to be
Yes, you were. You were trying to be all like Gorbachev and shit.
Why are you acting stupid like that?
Thank you. No, it was just, it was a good movie. I really liked it a lot. It was kind of intense, but it's like it leaves you with a good feeling afterwards. Like, okay, this all makes sense. And Elijah Wood really is a good actor, even though he played a hobbit. And that didn't really take a whole lot of acting.
A hobbit.
Yeah. So I didn't think that took a lot of acting. I mean, it's Frodo, dude. You die.
Well, he had like a lot of hair on his feet.
Yeah, but
gross.
He didn't, like, do anything in that movie. It was all Samwise who like, saved the day. And I only saw the third one, but Sam did everything.
I haven't seen any of them, so I don't know.
All right. So, yeah. And then I also had the weirdest dream ever the other night. Dominic, who's on our show, the Dark Reverend Dom, he has pictures on our forum, the Foul Monkeys blog. Check it out. Dom, I had this weird-ass dream where I was, like, in my middle school or some school that looked like it, and Dom was there. And Dom is like an attractive guy physically, but I don't find him really attractive because he's Dominic. I don't.
And he likes the Suicide Girls.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. It's just, he's too, I've already established like that friendship with him. It's like not going to ever turn into like a, even if
you
I
just,
wasn't dating
you just
Ricky,
admire his chubbiness.
Right. Like, even if I wasn't dating Ricky and I was like, whatever, it still would never happen.
And you're a whore and you're just getting it on every day, just fucking everybody.
If I was Ricky at...
We'll suck a dick up to the hiccup.
If I was Ricky at Dominic's party, I would still not go out.
Whore.
I still wouldn't do it. So,
son of a bitch.
Oh, that's loud.
That's the money that he's collecting from your pimp slaps.
Right.
So basically, Well, I was like disguised as a palm tree. I was like in some kind of palm tree uniform or some shit. And
you could have been the heart of palm.
And I was trying to give him head, Dom.
That's so
and
weird.
So he was like standing by the tree, so nobody could really tell because I was like in the tree and he was standing by it. It was like glory hole palm tree. I don't know. But anyway, ew. Ew.
It's a blowjob.
So anyway, we have dueling drops. Anyway, so I was like giving him head, and then apparently R. Kelly saw us and
started peeing on you.
And,
well, that's kind of loud.
Yeah, that was the peeing was loud. So he like saw us and told some girl, and she told like the whole school. And then I woke up. I don't know. It was fucking weird. But anyway, I just figured I'd mention that. It was just it was crazy. I think you just farted. I think you
did.
Just
it come through on the microphone?
No.
But it was so gross. I took too long, right? I don't know. I'm starting to take. I found a way to make it go really fast, but I don't know.
I'm like debating on calling in to work tomorrow because I have a big test that I need
You're
to take
fat.
My statistics class. So I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, I played hooky today, but we won't discuss that.
Blueberries.
No.
Cherries.
What else was I going to talk about? What's up there? I can't look around.
$3.98 oh, movies.
If anybody's looking for good movies, check out Walmart. We have pretty decent good movies from like anywhere from like 2004 to 2006. And they're all $3.98 now because they're trying to compete with Best Buy and Circuit City, but it's still cheaper. So head down there. They're not at the dump in. They're like near the dump in a big feature. At every store, they should have $3.98 movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually better than the movies. You know, they're movies that shouldn't be that cheap yet. Like, not even in the dump bin yet. So, check them out. I saw it before I left work the other day. And we celebrated our anniversary, of course. And Ricky got me some movies. And I can't believe that I came here to visit him a year ago. It was fucking crazy. I was like, I'm going to come visit you.
A whole year ago.
And I remember working my ass off at Walmart to go visit him. And that was the only reason I would have quit Walmart in like a week because I was pushing carts for about a month and a half and it sucked because it was 118 degrees outside and sunburned and it was crazy. I was doing carts at Walmart in the middle of summer in Arizona. So crazy shit, but I really worked hard for it and here I am. I can't believe it. And that was like really the only reason
I
did it.
Here I am again on my own.
That was like really the only reason that I worked that hard and did all that shit at that job was to get here. So I think it was really worth it. And then I ended up doing dairy for a while. So they put me from the hottest place in the store to the coldest place in the store, as I said a year ago. And then I transferred here and, you know, we decided, you know, we wanted to live together and that was it.
Well, you kind of decided we wanted to live together.
I guess.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to blow you this like, guy.
That's well, that's one of the reasons why you got to live here.
That's what I said. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I'll just, you know. Is that my currency?
Oh, let's see here. What else we got to talk about?
So, I don't know. Life is pretty good. I know this is Found Monkey's Light, so we're just keeping it fun and keeping it simple. And
light and creamy.
I don't know. Nothing really happened today, like, or yesterday. I mean,
we hung out with Taylor.
But it was just like, I don't know. It hasn't been that eventful, and it's fine. It's just like, you know, there's nothing that new.
I feel like a big dumbass.
Because of computers?
Because of the show. I was so upset.
All right.
I had to, like, I was so pissed off, I had to go, like, angry fuck Herb. You remember that? No, I don't think so because you blacked out.
He wait, what?
I said I don't think you remember it because you've eventually just blacked out.
Oh, well, yeah, I go on my rants and shit.
Oh, we know about rants, don't we?
Yeah, like the other day, that was funny as hell.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not sorry. No, I mean, I'm sorry that it was funny as hell, but I'm not sorry about what I said.
Funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
No,
I went off on Archer, who's on Archer Radio.
.com.
And I mean,
it wasn't specifically Archer. It was something
he
said that struck a chord.
That I don't
so
like.
So it wasn't
in anybody.
Just him. It was everyone that's ever said
yeah, but
it to
I,
me.
I, Ricky's like, you should say you're sorry. You should apologize. And I'm like, honey, I am no Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl. I don't need to say sorry.
And how does she say it to everybody in
She's
the United
like,
States?
I am so sorry. I did not mean to offend anyone. My boo just popped out that way. And Justin Timberlake gave me some head in the back room. And
I busted a nut all over his face.
A bitch like me moans and screams.
On your knees. Oh, yeah. Kaya, we love her.
Yes, we do.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss.
I think the sound like this. In your... It's the speaker's like fucking up. Because it's popping in and out.
Well,
is it in your speakers
in
or in your computer?
Here it sounds fuzzy, and it has, and that's what I was talking about the other day. I don't know. Yeah, but it's plugged into your thing. That has nothing to do with me. Biatch.
No, it has nothing. That has nothing to do with the mixer.
How gay are you?
So, anyway, I don't feel sorry, and I will say what I need to say. I lived a very quiet, reserved life for most of my life when I was a younger kid, and I never said what I thought, and people walked all over me. So, if someone says something to me, especially on our own fucking show, a couple times, regardless of what your intentions are.
Let's not bring up the past.
No,
let's just look at
no,
the future.
Let me fucking finish. Richard, please let me finish. That is another
what
thing that
did
I can't
did you just call
stand.
Me? Let me? You hate to be interrupted?
Yes.
Me too. I fucking can't stand it.
Let me
can
finish.
You believe it? I cannot stand it.
Let me finish. Please.
No. Go ahead.
No.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Go ahead, finish.
No. I lost all my right. train of thought. Go. I don't play around.
Awkward.
No, it's not awkward. This is life at Ricky and Herb's house. Ricky does bullshit, and then Herb gets annoyed. And then we talk about it on the show.
And then we go have makeup sex.
Exactly. And it's amazing.
That was our fight.
Yeah, that was it right
there.
I bet everyone was just, they fought like that all the time.
Yeah, I guess, right. So anyway, I don't know. I just, you know, if someone says something to me that is not appropriate in my mind, regardless of intention, whatever comes out of your mouth comes out of your mouth. So be prepared to deal with the consequences of it when you say it to other people, because not everybody sees the world the same way as you do.
Well, we can at least say, I was listening to Little Fatty the other day, and actually Archer's birthday is like the whole month of October, so we can just wish him a happy birthday.
The whole month?
Yeah, he celebrates it the whole month of October.
Wow, that's...
I know.
Incredible.
Just like March is my birthday month.
I guess.
Happy birthday, Archer, October 1st through October 31st.
So how old is he before I make an old joke?
18.
I'm sure. No, how old is he, seriously?
Was he like, I think he's 41, I think. He'll have to call in or email us and let us know how old he is. I forget.
Who is number one?
Me.
What are you doing?
I'm Ricky, like flossing my teeth
Ricky
with this
is
piece
flossing
of paper.
With Velcro sticky paper.
No, this is from an envelope.
Well, it looks like fruit by the foot rolling paper.
Fruit by the foot.
That's good shit, man.
All you ladies pop your pussy
like Lunchables.
So, Kyle is coming to visit us on Wednesday.
Yep,
go back to
we'll
work
be here
tomorrow.
For a week.
I might have to go to the doctor and have some surgery. I might explain that on the show at some point, but probably not. I have a condition that kind of runs in my family that's not very fun, and it's like an eternal curse because I do enjoy sexual activities with men, and I can't always do the things that I want to do because of this condition, and Big Fun Drew knows what I'm talking about.
Anal warts.
Ew. No, it's not that. That was gross.
That would be gross because you totally would not be here right now. If you had anal warts.
Yes, I think I'd like a large pepperoni.
At my ass.
I know, I like that one. So, yeah, it's not fun, and I might have to have surgery soon, and my insurance from my dad, because he's a loser, is about to run out, because he thinks he's really cool, and I refuse to really talk to him a whole lot because he's a loser and he knows he is and he's annoying as fuck. So he's like, well, I'm going to cut off the insurance and blah, 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 even though it doesn't really cost him much at all. And yes, it is time for me to pay for my own insurance. So it's fine because, you know, it was going to happen sooner or later. But it's just, it's kind of, it's shitty when people make shitty decisions based on emotional crap that's really, like, you know, not a big deal. So, you know, like when someone's mad at you, so then they won't pick you up from the airport like they said they were going to, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Just like, I'm not even talking specifically, but like, yeah, but stuff like that happens. You know, people are weird. So I don't think that's all right, but it's cool. I work at Walmart. I can get some shitty ass insurance and work. And I just said shitty like three times. So I'm going to get insurance and I'm going to probably have to go to the doctor and it won't be fun and I might be off the show for a little while or at least off my feet. Blowjobs in the bedroom.
Ew.
Yeah. And that's about it. Kyle's coming on Wednesday, and Braden will be here next weekend, and we're going to hang out. Braden's in Miami right now. He's, like, in Florida already.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's going to be in Orlando, right?
No, I know, but I thought he was coming to Orlando. I didn't realize he was already in Florida this whole time. So,
He's on, like, vacation at Jack.
Oh, Canadians on vacation. There are so many Canadians on Bear City. My God. And everybody's from, like,
Winnipeg.
No, blah, 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 AB. Alberta. I don't know. I don't know what AB stands for. I have no idea.
Alberta, probably.
Yeah, but it's like blah, 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 AB. Because, you know, whatever is the province, and AB is like the
Alabama, the stupid.
It's like the region. So, but all of them are, like, all of the ones that I've seen. It's really, I don't know. It's just, there's a lot of Canadian people in there. Like, more than I've ever seen on any other Bear side, so.
Alrighty, well, we have anything else to talk about? Oh,
I love how you have, like, nothing to talk about.
I know. It's because we all talked about it yesterday on the podcast that I fucking lost. Now I'm going to go kill myself with a dull razor blade.
Yeah, so we feel like, hey, we have nothing to really talk about.
So I want to invite everyone to go to the website at www.foulmonkeys.com.
Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
We would love to have an email from you. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Visit the blog, even though no one's posting anything. Herb, Ryan,
there's
Misty,
nothing to post. When I say
Stephanie,
I'll post pictures, I'll post pictures.
Drew.
Hush. So, and I'm going to play our little thing that I played yesterday.
How does it work?
Wait, never mind. I'll play it in a minute.
And visit our Frapper map, sign up for that, leave us iTunes review. Actually, someone left us an iTunes review. I can't fucking talk. Let's see who it was, though.
Articulate.
Let me type it in here.
In her.
Let me type it up on in her. I think it's a truck driver.
That's hot.
I think he's on LiveJournal. Let's see. Why
truck
we're
driver.
Looking for him. Jeremiah.
You're a lesbian.
Malone?
Better than Sirius Radio is what he left.
Jeremiah Malone?
Yeah.
That's from Mississippi.
Oh, that's Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's Jeremiah.
He said, The Foul Monkeys cast has proven to be far better than most shock jocks on Sirius Radio. That's Herb right. Ricky pushed buttons of the PC crowd with honest comments and viewpoints about race, sex, gender, and life for Generation Y. While the hosts of the show are gay, this does not turn into a flame fest like so many other gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender podcasts.
Thank God.
He put GLBT.
Yeah.
Just give the show one listen and you will laugh until you cry.
Aww. But probably not this show because we're just on our downtime. And
oh, and Nessa also left us a review. She said, this is foul, and by foul, I mean hilarious. This podcast is easily becoming one of my favorites. Did I read that on the last one?
I don't think so.
Like the one before
but
that?
But even if you did.
Yeah.
Double your pleasure.
She left us, you know, they left us reviews because they care about us.
Yep.
If you haven't left us a review, that means you don't care about us and you don't love us.
Basically, so stop listening.
So we're thinking about getting a post office box.
We are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At the post office?
Yeah.
I've never had one.
No, at Walmart.
All right, so give us a call. Go to our MySpace. Go to our website. Check out our blog. There's lots of stuff to check out.
Leave comments on the website.
Yeah, leave us a review on iTunes. Hit us up. Sorry we're so boring today. The show was so good yesterday. We'll play the last little bit of it. But anyway, you want me to play my theme, then you'll play your thing?
What's your thing?
My thing's the threesome beat. It's
I don't know what that is.
The one from yesterday where he's like, skeet, skeet, skeet.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Funny.
Sure.
I like it.
Tell them where it's from.
Okay, everybody. Well, a lot of my drops have been from Loveline. Well, a lot of the drops on Loveline are from other things like, you know, TV shows and video games and whatever. But
they're from your butt.
But yeah, I found a Loveline sound bank online and they have all their drops. And of course, those aren't copyrighted because most of the drops are from, you know, random shit. And they don't, like, own the rights of the people who call their show or anything like that.
That's so nasty.
Yeah, it is. So, so I've been using those drops, and they seem to work really well. I need to find more, but they're really funny. We're going to probably get them with Audio Hijack soon.
All right.
Illegal.
Go ahead and play it.
All right, here's our three.
How does it work with the orgasm when you're with two women? You know what I mean?
Once it's happened, what do you do?
No, I mean, do you save yourself for one, or is it just kind of random?
No,
is the other one offended?
You
let them both have it.
Yeah, you kind of the pull out, you know.
Yeah,
oh, I like you. I like
and where was the other one? She was within range.
She was very within range. Just like a little plop here, a little skeet there, skeet 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 everywhere. Everybody skeet skeet. That's how you do your threesomes with me.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my. God.
It gets eerie when it takes on a sort of kindergarten theme with the threesome. Yeah, it's haunting now.
Nathan is so fucking country. It's like painful.
I'm Nathan.
I'm Nathan.
It's one of my friends that, or actually, this is Foul Monkeys. You're listening to episode 120. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
And we have a special guest in the studios from another podcast.
This is Taylor the Latte Boy from Pod is My Co-Pilot. Or as Ricky likes to call it, Codpiece is My Co-Pilot. Or
yeah.
Pod is My Codpiece.
Yeah, Pod is My Codpiece.
What we were saying about Nathan is he moved from Louisiana down here.
Louisiana.
Real country. I mean, just...
Yeah, ridiculously.
He was on a couple of my shows. I don't know if you've heard him.
How long ago?
That's how country is. Can you turn mine down just a little bit? Like mine.
All of them get turned down.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So, see, this happens all the time. Where
that's
we don't.
All right.
He was probably on episodes like 90. I would check anywhere from 90 to 100. He was on them.
Okay, I was but listening to those, so I probably did hear him.
He was also, well, in the introduction, he goes, I'm Nathan. But you think he says Nate, he's actually saying Nathan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nathan.
So, so Taylor Latte Boy drove up from, is it okay to say where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from St. Petersburg.
Clearwater.
Oh, I thought it was Clearwater.
St. Petersburg. You guys always say Clearwater, and I'm always the one I'm listening to. I'm like, it's St.
Petersburg.
Well, is Daniel from Clearwater?
No, Daniel is from
St. Pete, too.
Yeah, he's from St. Pete, and he actually lives about 5 blocks away from me.
Why do I say Clearwater all the time?
Taffy, one of my co-hosts, she's kind of in the Clearwater area.
So. Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I guess I should get my shit
straight.
She's
kind of in the clear of the water.
She's clear. Yeah, her water is clear.
It's not bloody.
Oh. Not usually, I guess.
So Taylor drove all the way to Lakeland.
59.6 miles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All the way to the country.
Yeah, it is the country out here.
Yep.
Out playing video games. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
But we were playing video games, and what else were we doing?
Talking shit about other podcasters.
Oh, yeah. But it was good shit for some of them.
Yep.
Yeah, some.
And then some not so much.
Yeah. But not actually, anybody that listens to this.
Right. And actually only one podcast.
Well, except maybe that one.
Yeah. We won't go into details.
Yeah, we won't go into details about that.
But if you'd really like to know, then, you know, maybe we'll have a contest or something.
Who wants to hear about our shit talk? You know, take a number.
Should we have recorded during the conversation? Probably.
Probably.
But we didn't.
Maybe.
Excuse me. We went to Mimi's.
Mimi's Cafe.
And would you like to tell them what happened at Mimi's?
I found a struggling ant in my salad dressing coleslaw stuff.
Which was kind of weird because it had celery seed in it, which kind of looked like an ant. Mm-hmm. So he just picked it out and they gave him his meal for free. We had a lot to eat.
We did have a lot to eat. It was really good.
The guy was funny, though. He was like, so did you want some more? I'm like, well, actually, if you could like take it off the check, that'd be awesome.
And I thought he was going to give us the option, you know? Yeah. And I was like, oh, God, if he takes the coleslaw, then he's not going to take anything off the tab.
Right.
Right. So I was like, let's get the money.
Yeah. And he just sort of stopped. He's like, can I bring you some more? Why would I want more ant coleslaw?
I'm already done. I'm putting it in the box. I don't need
And
to
then
save
what did
anymore.
You say? Is the queen and the colony in here, too?
Yeah. I was like, you know, is the queen and the colony in this one? Because they brought me more, too. So.
But it was really good.
Yeah.
I had a turkey pesto, ciabatta.
Ciabatta, ciabatta. Yeah, I don't know what it is with the world. Maybe it's just America. I don't know. They're like trendy words that restaurants are using to make things seem fancy, like ciabatta and frescata and Asiago. Asiago. And
oregano.
Or, you know, yeah, and it's like, what's the other, Chipotle. That's, like, popular as fuck. There's a fucking restaurant named Chipotle.
Chipotle is the fucking bomb, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah,
that's
is
good.
Awesome.
No, I like Moe's better. Like, when you took me to Moe's, I like it. No. And I like Taco Del Mar better, too. That's where I used to work. It's out west. But it's the same idea. Like, gigantic burritos that nobody can wrap, you know?
Is that tacos?
Hey, man, that sounds pretty good.
Taco of the sea.
Taco of the sea. So it was fish tacos?
Yeah. It was vagina tacos.
So. Herbie the vagina peddler.
Right, okay. Bjorn wants me to tell everybody hello. It's one of our listeners.
Oh, hello, Bjorn.
What's up, man?
He's from Texas, Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
Bjorn. Start listening to Pod as My Co-Pilot, Bjorn.
He listens to a bunch of podcasts.
Does he?
Like PNS Explosion.
Oh, love PNS Explosion.
Oh, me too. He listens to us. QCast, maybe? I don't know. He listens to like four or five of them. Maybe B-Talk. I don't know. One of those podcasts.
Now, you were telling me earlier that you talk to some of the B-Talk guys sometimes.
Yes. I actually met a couple of them in person. Mm. Jason and Shannon and Jeff.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. I met... I'm picking my nose. Sorry.
You're not picking. You're scratching. I'm watching. Because if you were picking, I would have called it. I called you.
Right.
Ew.
Ew.
Like on Seinfeld when he's in the car. Remember that episode where he's scratching his nose and she thinks he's picking
That's
it?
That's an Entertainment Weekly this week as far as one of the most awkward comedy episodes on television or something. I was at Taffy's house yesterday and she has Entertainment Weekly and I was thumbing through it.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the top, I think, 20 episodes that's like the most awkward just because you know that he didn't do it and he's struggling to find out.
Right.
You know, why everybody saying that he did?
I really liked Seinfeld. That was a great show. I mean, I know it's see bitches listeners. I do like things that are popular.
Oh, okay.
It just depends. Jeez, I like Seinfeld, and that was the most popular thing.
I was a little confused there because I thought he was calling.
He's talking to the listeners, but he's yelling at us. I don't understand.
No, but I just, you know, sometimes I get that thing where it's like, well, you're too picky. Yeah. They're like, well, you're too picky, you know, you just don't like things that are popular because they're popular. And it's like, no, I just don't like things that are bad because they're bad. They're terrible. But Seinfeld, I thought, was really good, and it made a lot of money, and good for him, man. He made a lot of money. He's made a hilarious show.
He's the number two. You're getting ready to say that? Okay, go ahead.
No,
say
go
it.
Ahead. Go ahead.
He's the number two richest entertainer.
On TV. Behind Oprah, who makes $200 million more than him.
Yeah. And he still makes, not being on the air anymore, still makes $60 million a year.
Wow.
That sucks.
Yeah, because unlike her, I didn't care for Seinfeld.
Well, I didn't think it was like, I mean.
Seinfeld sucks. Don't watch Seinfeld.
Dude, you're free to say it because I'm like the only one who says, you know, don't go out and do this because it's not cool. You know, so I like to hear.
That's not true. We tell people not to go to Macaroni Grill anymore.
No. I know. I mean, on our show, you know what I mean?
I know.
You have to listen to why. I mean, that was That story was totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just...
disgusting. I found plastic in my pizza.
No, it wasn't anything like that. It was just the service that they had and the way that taffy... because it was Taffy's story, right?
Yeah.
And just, I could not believe what she, I couldn't believe it was coming through to my ears.
You're
what
fat.
Was happening. It wasn't even that. It was worse.
No, it was actually committing a crime, literally. Well, that too, because he looked like Clay Aiken. But
my God.
It was actually doing something that was illegal.
Rape.
I'm from North Carolina, y'all.
Hey. Hey, y'all. You want some extra mozzarella?
I like it there. I mean, I've only really been, well, we used to go all the time in Miami, but the main one I went to was the one in Phoenix, and I like Macaroni Girl. I mean,
it's okay. I mean, and I get shit from Taffy just because, you know, I'm Italian, and she's like, you know, I don't understand why you know, like going there, and I'm like, oh, the food's all right, and it's quick, it's easy, it's in my territory for work, so we just
right, like some things like that, it's like, don't matter. I mean, it's like, you know, dude, I'm hungry, it doesn't really matter, I don't care, let's go, you know?
Well, he was making fun of me because I just don't say the Macaroni Grill like you. I say, oh, you mean Romano's Macaroni Grill?
He has to say Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Well, it's the name of it.
It is officially the name of it.
No, but it's funny. It's like, it's never Macaroni Grill. It's Romano's Macaroni Grill. Every time.
Right.
Only.
And he did the same thing when we...
No, I know, but it's funny.
I said Macaroni Grill. He goes, oh, you mean Romano's Macaroni Grill? I said, yeah. And I was like, thank God someone else says it like me.
I knew you were thinking that too.
Do they still have Shells over here anywhere?
They don't have one
like
in Lakeland.
Gas station?
No, no, no.
No, the seafood place. Oh.
They do have them. Like the closest one, I think, is in Plant City.
Okay. Because we just those had our really one good. Reopen like, last night.
That sounds like a gremlin, I swear to God.
We had one that just reopened by us in St. Petersburg, and it's actually pretty good.
I
and
like
I've seen
it.
The waiter naked. Because I've seen his picture on gay.com.
Oh.
Yeah. Would you like to give his gay.com handle?
I don't remember it, honestly. I just remember talking to
convenient.
Him. Convenient. Yeah. This was when I first started up with gay.com, probably about a year ago. Back when I was the new belle of the ball.
Back in the day.
My dance card was filled every night.
Aww.
Fresh meat.
I remember
get
what
him.
That was like.
God. I've never been on gay.com.
I'm the prettiest princess in
I was
the
on
land.
gay.com like in 1994.
Okay.
I originated 94.
No.
Yes, back when it originally started, I had a name. I've been a member since then.
It's kind of sad though when you go to gay.com because I sometimes go to the St. Pete chat room mm-hmm. and it's the same 30 guys every single time you go in there.
Right.
And they're all saying the same thing. You know, in St. Pete can host, I am me. And it's like, okay, you're 84. And
HIV positive looking for negative boy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've had anal sex and I passed out a couple times.
Check out this safety cone in my ass. Isn't it hot? There is a picture, a profile on gay.com of a man who's probably in his late 60s with the safety cone up his ass.
No.
And I have it bookmarked, so after we're done, if you want, I'll show it to you.
Okay. Oh, my
There's
God.
Not much you can put up your butt.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've never been there. I mean, I'm on some of the bear sites, but it's like I've never really used them for anything other than chatting. I've never met anybody from a bear.